Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Our trivia question for today is, when did the first Jews arrive in North America, and where did they come from? Last week we spoke with Kathy Krugman, who is the Director of Development of the American Jewish Historical Society at the Center for Jewish History in New York. She gave us an overview of the center and its activities, and this week she's going to tell us specifically about the AJHS.
Well, thank you very much for giving us this interview. First, I'd like it if you could tell us a little bit about the Center for Jewish History.
Sure. Thank you for having me. The Center for Jewish History is a really unique building and repository of artifacts, archives, documents. It's the largest collection of modern Jewish history in the world, and it's comprised of four partners: the American Sephardi Federation, YIVO, the Leo Beck Institute, and the American Jewish Historical Society. YIVO preserves Yiddish culture, Eastern European culture, as it moved to the United States and immigrated around the world. Leo Beck Institute preserves German, American, and German-speaking cultures. American Sephardi Federation, of course, is the Spanish influence in the Jewish community and those people coming from Spain and Portugal and being part of the Jewish diaspora. The American Jewish Historical Society is pretty much, as its name implies, the archive of the American Jewish experience.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that later. When was the center opened?
The center was opened in 2000. And what it really wanted to do is bring historical societies and archives that were scattered about the country. And we were in Boston. YIVO was over here in the city, but they were in one building. And archives, rare documents, old documents have to be preserved in an environment that takes care of them. And it made sense to bring them all together with a state-of-the-art collections environment. You know. So that's how they all came together. I just want to quickly mention, the other partner here at the center is Yeshiva University Museum, which is really a museum and art gallery.
So you think it's been beneficial for all these organizations to join together in the same place?
Yeah, it certainly is, because we have one of the most modern research libraries here, and I'm sure when you take your tour you'll see that. And so when researchers, people looking up their genealogy, filmmakers, documentary people, writers, both of fiction and nonfiction, they can come to a place where they can experience the wealth of all these organizations, rather than going when most people research, they have to go to one university or one medical center. They need to go to different libraries. Here we have such a collection gathered where they can use primary sources.
This is a question that I think, you know, might be of concern to some of our listeners anyway. What about security? Is that something that you're concerned about, and how do you handle it? Because having so many Jews all together, you know, everybody thinks of the AMIA in Argentina.
Right, of course. The security here, as you experienced, is we try to make, look, it's a place that people have to come to. They have to feel comfortable. We have receptions and parties here. We have book signings. We have screenings. We have events for candidates, mayor candidates. We've had the mayor and the governor and all those kind of people here. So the security on a day-to-day basis, the concerns are always there. We have drills on evacuation, I would say about every 6 weeks. It's a complicated building because of the archives, because of the library. It's really two buildings put together. So we are refreshed in basically how to get out. As you see when you come through, there are metal detectors and you got to take things out. You must have a security pass. You can't go upstairs without an issued card, and you have to surrender your ID at the front desk. And it's something that is just part of our everyday life, and since 9/11, it's even more so. And you learned to live with it. But it is something that we're drilled on, but we're made aware. As soon as a new staff person comes on board, they're given a tour that sometimes takes up almost 2 days, just so they are versed in where everything is, how to call for an emergency. And, you know, it used to be you just had fire drills, and now you have drills related to bombings and terrorist attacks. And it's unsettling, but, you know, I think America as a whole, and especially New York, is trying to adjust to how you feel about these things. Mm-hmm. And we have protests here, too. Some of the protests actually have been for programs from Jewish groups who don't like the nature of the program. So knock on wood, we've been pretty safe up till now. So.
The American Jewish Historical Society also publishes the scholarly journal American Jewish History, and the Society's magazine Heritage reaches 500,000 homes a year. Their website offers access to a number of related databases and bibliographies. If you're interested in learning more about the AJHS or would like to contact them, their website is www.ajhs.org. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with a classic by two American Jews, Irving Berlin's Alexander's Ragtime Band, played by Benny Goodman. See you next week.